But, you know, that is something that is taught, you know, by the IAAF.
Okay, but how does that factor into the cap rate they're asking for?
It doesn't. It's a product of the net operating income of the property, not the cap rate.
Okay.
Cap rate is totally separate of reserves. Reserves are an expense item, and so that was kind of part of what the other guy was saying. Of you know, when I thought you guys asked a great question, was that is that a restricted account? And so, you know, when he answered that, as far as, you know, it is a limited fund. They have to have a reserve account, and a lot of their audited statements, we get a lot of audited statements from different types of, you know, you've got like, say, three clients, and they might have, you know, an accounting firm that has to do their audited statements, and it'll go in there and list that this is the reserve requirement for that particular property. And, you know, like I said, some of them are higher than 300, but that's an expense, not really anything to do with the cap rate.
Okay, but the cap, I guess what I was trying to get at is what you said you would not come in on the newer property. You would actually come down from the 7.9, and they're asking for the higher cap rate.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's a call that I would make. I couldn't come in. Like I said, I would have to know, you know, the rents, the age, you know, the location, all those other things. But then that becomes a subjective call. You know, that's a subjective call of mine versus, you know, whoever, you know, did theirs or their appraiser or whoever. I mean, that's just something that, you know, the appraisals that I've seen, typically the newer stuff, on the fee side, the fee appraisals, the newer stuff come in with a lower cap rate than the older stuff, obviously.
Well, I mean, when you say obviously, they're arguing the opposite, that their cap rate should be above. And so,
right. And that's kind of where, you know, like I said, I don't have anything to do with their stuff, but when I heard that, I was sitting there going, well, if they listen to what I'm fixing to say, then it's going to blow that cap rate argument out of the water for them.
Right.
Because what I found in that region does not support, I mean, a 9 would be too high based on, but like I said, I don't know what they built. I don't know anything about the property other than just what I heard yesterday. I hadn't seen any pictures. I haven't seen an income statement. You know, a location, I don't know what it is. So, but yeah, this is a general from what I've experienced. And, you know, they're like, I can answer it. You know, I've done it 25 years for both sides.
Okay, does the board have any questions for?
No.
I have one.
Daniel.
Okay. Yeah.
That lower cap rate, when you're doing it, if it's a newer building, do you take into consideration the compliance period of the 15 years to where it's not really marketable or
shareable? In other words, there's more restrictions on the property.
Yeah, you can't sell it fee simple.
Right. Typically, no. I don't take in any compliance period with it because, you know, like I said,
because basically they knew what they were getting into when they did it. And they're getting
right. To get just kind of down to the, you know, the base of it is that, you know, I look at it as common sense. You know, you got a newer property, right? A newer property like that doesn't have any kind of deferred maintenance, the wear and tear that the tenants, you know, it comes in, you're going into it, and it's just my opinion that the cap rate on it should be lower. It's after the use, after the, you know, the tenants come in, and I've seen pictures of some of these units that are destroyed. You know, it's after, you know, I've had to replace carpet and repave and re-roof and do all these other things over and over and over, that's when, you know, you start to see the cap rate go up on it a little bit. But here again, a lot of it depends on the rent too. You know, what the rents charge, you know, the condition. It's not a one size fits all, unfortunately. I would love to say, hey, man, yeah, I can just go in, boom, this is what it is. A lot of times, it's not. And so, you know, that's why it's a tricky thing. But that's really it, kind of the crux of the argument between the assessor and these property types is that, you know, if I come in and I say 12, well, y'all are going to laugh at me. You know, and if she comes in and says 5, I'm going to laugh at her.
Right.
You know, and there's just a range that, you know, is reasonable. So am I saying 7.9, 7, 8.5? Sure, whatever.
So when you did this, did you have a cap rate that you used for all the properties where you were of these types, or did you have a different cap rate for each different project?
Because the CoStar showed me a 7.9 for everything in Branson,
yeah.
Typically I don't get that. Typically on a, you know, in a county like a Lawrence or a Webster or a Polk, things that, you know, even Newton or Barry, you know, the stuff that's around you guys, you don't get that. You don't get something like that coming back.
There's not enough data for them to do that. Is that what you're saying?
Right. There's not enough data. But here again, too, I don't look at CoStar as the end-all, be-all, you know, for cap rates.
I understand.
You know, it's just one kind of mode that, you know, one piece of information that we consider. But I hedged it to the 7.9 simply because the Springfield multifamily market was at 7.7.
Right.
And they have an overabundance. They have a lot of conventional apartments that go into that too. So could I have said 7.7? Sure. Or 7.5? Sure. Wouldn't have had any problem with that. You know what I mean? In that range, fine. Because I was, you know, it said this and it matched up with these other things. I thought plausible to say, all right, I can go for 0.2 higher than what the Springfield multifamily market shows. Because it goes down and takes in Christian and Webster and Polk and Lawrence, too.
Okay, but when you said you were on both sides, I guess what I'm saying is you had multiple types of these properties in your area when you were assessing, you indicated.
Yeah. And
did you use the same cap rate or did you use different cap rates? Or do you know?
I've used different cap rates.
For different projects.
I did. You know, we had, you know, being in Fayetteville, College Town, you know, you've got student housing, you've got conventional, and then you've got the subsidized. And so, you know, for all three property types, you know, we modeled. But the other thing that I had the luxury of was we had a lot of data.
Well, I'm just talking about just subsidized properties. Did you use the same cap rate?
No, for subsidized, I used higher than conventional because we had so many sales of conventional that we also had net operating income for. And so we were able to then say, all right, we've got, you know, net operating income and sales on 25 properties, and the median and the average of those cap rates was, we'll just say, you know, 7 and 7.5, you know, for a median or then for an average. And so we would go, okay, well, we'll go 7.4 for our cap rate for conventional. But then we had so much data that then you model and you say, all right, well, we had these properties that sold that were from 0 to 10 years old. And these that sold that were from 10 to 20 years old, and these that sold from 20 on. And those had different cap rates. So the older properties might have sold on an 8.5, whereas the newer properties sold on the 7.
Okay.
See what I mean? And so that's where, you know, just working for the counties, doing this modeling, and talking to other appraisers that you know, were in it, that's kind of what we came to the consensus of.
So you're... So your property, even the ones that were, in other words, like in this county, we've got older ones, maybe like you have. We have some, and we got the brand new ones. They would be different cap rates potentially, but you would actually bring those newer ones down on the cap rate.
Yes, somewhat. Yes, sir. Yeah. If the data showed it, yes. If I had enough data, there's no question in my mind. Yes. Because really what it all comes down to, and when I come in front of the board or go to the county, every number that I'm presenting,
I have to prove. I don't, there's no, there's, I can't just come in and say, oh, well, because I think so.
Yeah.
No, I have to be able to have data to back it up, because in this situation, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer, not the county. And so if I'm bringing you guys something, I'm giving y'all 3 years of income and expense statements, January 1
sure.
rolls,
sure.
my cap rate analysis, my reserves, everything that I use to calculate my income approach and my stuff is going to have proof somewhere. And because that's how I would treat, you know, in Arkansas, all these other states with the exception of Kansas, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. Kansas is the only state that the burden is actually on the assessor.
Okay.
And so,
did you have a question?
It's not the county's job to prove how they did their income approach. It's ours.
I understand.
And so that's the thinking behind why you guys got information on for every number that. And so if I could prove a lower cap rate, if the numbers showed, all right, this is what it showed, what this is what it should be on newer stuff, that's what I would use.
Okay. Dan,
I hope that helps.
No, you have, and we appreciate, that's why we called to obviously clarify the reserve issue on your properties, but we'll make a motion here shortly on at least your properties. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do on the other ones.
Okay. I enjoyed listening to what they had to say. You know, there were a couple of things that I thought, you know, in Missouri, there's really no thought anymore. It's, after that House Bill 613 passed, it really just became cap rate, you know, what cap rate. And so, you know, I mean, it, some of the other states, it's obviously not like that. But they kind of made it easy and hard for everybody at the same time. So.
Well, they were indicating, they indicated, I think, in part of theirs that I think they felt like they were required to keep a particular reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case on yours. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the reserve that I use, if that's where it gets in, here again, I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit, we all, but the reserves, I've been told I'm too low sometimes.
Okay.
By some of my guys that have to actually keep $450 per unit as a reserve account. And so they say to me, well, your reserves at $300 are too low. Ours are actually
$450. Okay.
But what I've done, and this is how I've explained it to them, is that would then be lease fees. To go in and then say, all right, this is where it gets kind of sketchy, is because I have market data to show me between 140 and 470 on a reserve per unit apartment account. All right, 300, I go in and I say, look, county, see, I'm trying to work with y'all. I'm being conservative on the reserves. Because what happens a lot of times, the expenses on this property type, because you're not able to charge as much rent as what a market complex gives. All right, and so because of that, it's causal, and your expense percentage is going to be so much higher than what a market complex that could charge $1,200, $1,100 a month is getting in potential gross. Because the expense percentage is taken from the effective gross, which is less vacancy plus miscellaneous income. And so you go in on a property like this, and you might see, all right, it's showing 86% expenses. And we all look at each other and go, no freaking way. And so then you add the reserve component below that, and then now you got 89% expenses. You know, I'm just making a number up, but that's how it kind of works. And so, you know, in order to go in with something reasonable for the county to accept, I'm taking it to $300 to say, look, I'm trying to be fair to y'all. Even though it is more, I'm trying to get some compromise. And this is also what I can prove. And so that's part of it as well.
Okay, Dan. I appreciate that. Anybody have